Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. It's now time for Let's Talk Pella. Our guest today is Kevin McQuaid, director of the Pella Opera House. All right, Kevin, so we've got a lot of things coming up this summer. First of all, it looks like you guys could use some help with some volunteers for some things you're going to have going on with Ragbri.
Absolutely. We're very excited to be part of this event. It's on Thursday, July 25th, and the entire town is going to be decked out and ready to welcome the up to 20,000 people we understand will be coming through town on Ragbri. They start in the morning from Knoxville, which is really quite a short distance away. So they'll start arriving on Thursday morning probably as early as 6 a.m., and most of them will stay here and enjoy everything that Pella has to offer until about 2 p.m. when they'll need to start moving on to the next point. So what we're going to be doing here at the Pella Opera House is preparing breakfast burritos and Bloody Marys for the bikers. A lot of bees in there. But we're very excited about that. But we needed a lot of volunteers to make this happen. So ideally, if we could make this happen, we'd need a total of about 20 volunteers. But the work that they'll be doing is quite simple. Most of them will be here in our great hall, either serving breakfast burritos that have been prepared or pouring Bloody Marys. And we'll also have bottled water in case somebody isn't ready for a Bloody Mary at 7 o'clock in the morning.
Very good. And like you mentioned, it's going to be kind of, if you're looking for a volunteer service, this is going to be one of the more fun ones. Dr. Bob knew I was coming down, and he said he could handed out Bloody Marys. So it's going to be quite entertaining to be a part of.
Right. I think the entire day is going to be just this one big festive occasion. I mean, what a wonderful event for the state of Iowa, and it attracts people internationally. So for Pella to have this opportunity and for us to participate in it, it's just going to be nice to roll out the red carpet as a welcome. We'll also need some volunteers to help us with making sure that the bikers are aware that we're having this event, so maybe distributing a few leaflets, and we'll probably put up the Burma Shave signs outside of town to indicate that people are coming in, so we'll need a couple of people for that as well. So if anybody is interested in helping out, they can drop by the Opera House or they can give us a call at 628-8625.
Well, and then also, before Ragbri even gets here, you have a really cool atmosphere here, I think, when you show some films that are well-known and people definitely know the ins and outs of the movies, and then they can participate. We've got Grease coming up on July 6th. So talk about that. I believe that's going to be the last one of the summer.
That's correct. We're really thrilled to offer a film series. A couple of years ago, just after I arrived on the scene here, we had an audience participation screening of the film Sound of Music. And that was so popular. You know, we had some women show up in nuns' costumes. We had a woman make her family's clothing out of curtain fabric, just like the film. And we actually stopped the film at one point, and we encouraged everybody to come forward who would like to, who's been in a production of Sound of Music, to help me sing Edelweiss. And I had about 25 to 30 people come up forward, and we restarted the film and sang Edelweiss along with it. It was just wonderful. So as a result of that experience about a year and a half ago, we instituted a film series during the 2012-2013 season, and it culminates on July 6th with our screening of the film Grease, which everybody knows stars Olivia Newton-John and John Travolta, and most people who are 25 years old and older, and perhaps youngsters too, if their parents are showing this film on a videotape or a DVD at home, they're well aware of this musical. So we'll be encouraging people not only to sing along with all those very popular songs, we might even have a door prize or two for people who dress the part. So we encourage ladies to put on those poodle skirts. Guys, get your black leather jackets out and get some Brill Cream in your hair and get those ducktails going, and let's have some fun on July 6th. It's 6 p.m. And the great thing about the film series, too, is we don't charge a nickel for it. It's free for people to come. This is something that we decided last fall was important. It's a way of our saying thank you to the community of Pella and our surrounding communities. We get so much tremendous support from people throughout the year that having free admission films is just one way of saying thank you, and we appreciate your presence.
So I imagine, like with Sound of Music and many of the other films, there's going to be definitely some characters coming out in costume. Are we going to see you in a leather jacket or some hot pants?
I don't know that you're going to see me in hot pants. I think we want to encourage people to come and not scare them away. What I might be wearing is some 50s appropriate clothing.
Very good. All right, and then we've got, of course, the fall season coming up for 2013-2014. Any teasers you can share to get people excited as they have been year in and year out?
Yep. We're very excited about the 2013-2014 season. We have a tremendous slate of talent coming here. We can't reveal everybody that's coming because we have an announcement of our season that will happen on Thursday, August 29th at 6 p.m. But in advance of that, we can let you know a couple of shows that will be coming here to give you a sense of the quality of entertainment that we have coming here. I'll share two shows. The first is going to appear on November 1st, and this is a trio titled Branson on the Road. And think Americana, think bluegrass, think classic country, think cowboy hats and rhinestones, and just think of the finest quality country music that you might see at the Grand Ole Opry or in Branson, Missouri, and that's Branson on the Road. And the most exciting feature of this group is the lead of this trio was the lead guitarist for Johnny Cash for 20 years. And Branson on the Road recently had the honor, just this past month, of being the headliner for the opening of the Johnny Cash Museum. So this is a high-quality group. And if you love country music, Branson on the Road, November 1st, is just the ticket for you. A second show that we can share in advance of our August 29th season opener event is a show that we had here for the first time just a month ago. It's called Yesterday and Today, the Interactive Beatles Experience, and we had just tremendously enthusiastic response of our audience to that show. It was so strong, as a matter of fact, that people throughout the show and during intermission and following the show were coming up to me saying how great these guys were, and you have to have them back, so we're doing just that. November 9th will be featuring Yesterday and Today, the Interactive Beatles Experience. And I have to tell you, I've seen a lot of performers in my 30-plus years of experience in the business, and the quality of the harmonies that these guys have. Now, they don't do one of these Beatles tribute shows where they dress up like the Mop Tops and try to look like the Beatles. What they're really interested in doing is reproducing the sound of the Beatles as best as possible. And what's really wonderful about them is they take audience requests and they actually model their set each night on what the audience wants to hear. So the audience actually chooses what they're going to play.
Very good. Well, thank you for your time, Kevin. It was great talking to you.
My pleasure. Thank you.
This has been today's Let's Talk Pella. Stay tuned to the Marion County Midday Magazine. Today's official AccuWeather meteorologist forecast is next.